Yes, Glenn. Mr. and Mrs. Jim Carpenter of Sellersburg, Indiana, were kind enough to call, and actually we're getting the information on this particular Kentucky county in a roundabout way, seeing as they're from Sellersburg, Indiana. Mrs. Carpenter, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
You told me you had some information from Spencer County, and we've heard little from them so far tonight.
Yes, I talked with my brother-in-law and my mother, and they called to check on us, but they had had some damage out there. A tornado did touch down and go through Spencer County, and it destroyed some buildings, and the only people they knew of so far were two that had been taken to the hospital, and there was one man trapped in a barn, but they're without electricity, and they didn't know what the extent was yet for the area.
What about Sellersburg, Mrs. Carpenter?
Well, so as far as we know, we haven't seen any damage here or in Hamburg. We do know Borden's just above us, and they have had quite a night up there.
Did you feel any earth tremors this afternoon?
No, I didn't. I was home all afternoon. Didn't feel a thing.
Well, we certainly appreciate your letting us know about the situation in Spencer County, and we hope none of us has any more of this tragic weather tonight. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Glenn?
Here is a partial list of the Louisville victims of tonight's storm. Walter Brooks of Glenwood Circle, we don't have an age on him. Charles Fleming Spencer, Jr. of 3924 Old Brownsboro Road. David Koppel, no address given. We are told that a fourth victim was a four-year-old boy, his name not released, nor have we learned the identity of the fifth victim within the metropolitan Louisville area. But those three identifications that we do have from Metro Louisville, Walter Brooks of Glenwood Circle, Charles Fleming Spencer, Jr. of 3924 Old Brownsboro Road, David Koppel, we do not know his address. We do not know the identities of the fourth and fifth person, although we are told the fourth was a youngster, a four-year-old boy, his name not released, the fifth person not identified. The Borden Elementary and Borden High School will be closed tomorrow. Borden, Indiana, I'm quite sure. Our latest information, those of you in the southeastern section of Kentucky, as far to the west in that area as Casey County, you are under a tornado warning. It will remain in effect until later on this afternoon. Thank you. We have just been handed updated information that they have just had a tornado sighted apparently in northern Kentucky around Falmouth. This moving toward the northeast at 50 miles per hour. So those of you in Ohio, this will affect Brown, Adams, and Highland counties in Ohio. This latest tornado sighted near Falmouth, Kentucky, and moving toward the northeast at about 50 miles per hour. We have still quite a bit of severe weather ranging throughout Ohio and in some sections of Tennessee. Again, though, the Weather Service here in Louisville tells us that for Kentucky and Indiana, the worst appears to be over, with the exception of the southeastern sections, southeastern Indiana and mainly the eastern section of Kentucky. We'll keep you advised. In Cincinnati, AP is saying that three square blocks of the Sailor Park section has been destroyed. They say that every house was leveled there. Is that correct, Byron Sailor?
That's right, and it's right across the river from Kentucky,
located right on the Ohio River, just across from Kentucky. This is in Cincinnati. Three square blocks of the Sailor Park section destroyed. Every house there flattened, according to this report from the Associated Press. We had 10 people reported dead throughout the state of Ohio. The latest figures from AP, well, these are really not that late. They're practically 45 minutes old now. And they say that in Xenia, Ohio, northeast of Cincinnati, there are at least 10 people dead, 2 people killed in Cincinnati. In Kentucky, in addition to the 5 deaths in Louisville, there have been 2 deaths that we know of in Elizabethtown. There were maybe 23 or 24 deaths reported from Brandenburg, Kentucky. That probably will be the hardest-hit community of them all, whether it be in Kentucky or Ohio, where, through this period of the storm, that probably will be the hardest-hit area. There have been deaths reported from Alabama, from Georgia, from Tennessee, from Indiana, from Kentucky, from Illinois. as these storms just completely rake through the Ohio Valley and some of the points south.
Glenn, I have something on the Brandenburg situation here. We have Sergeant Corby Powers from the Elizabethtown State Police Post on the line. Sergeant Powers, what do you hear from Brandenburg tonight?
Well, at the present time, unconfirmed, we have a total of 24 dead. Approximately 78-plus people have been treated at the Arlen Army Hospital at Fort Knox. The military right now from Fort Knox are on the scene, have secured the area. And presently, they are taking care of all security. They do have a makeshift morgue set up at the Meade County High School to take care of the DOA. This swath through the part of Breckenridge and Meade County accounted for approximately 27. I think there were three dead in the Brandenburg, correction, in the Irvington area in conjunction with the 24 in Brandenburg. And, of course, extensive damage in Brandenburg itself.
Is there any concern about persons who might be missing, Sergeant Powell?
Right. There's still, I'm sure that eventually we'll turn up with more that either will be needing treatment or possibly dead themselves in the rubble. You would have to see the scene over there to actually visualize exactly how severe it was. Right now, these number stands unconfirmed, but pretty accurate.
All right, so approximately 27 persons dead in the Irvington area of Breckenridge County and
Brandenburg
primarily in the Brandenburg vicinity.
Right.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't. I've been here in the Hardin County area, which we have had two killed in Hardin County around the Elizabethtown area.
Is the entire Brandenburg area and Irvington section sealed off?
Yes, it is. The military from Fort Knox have taken security precautions and sealed it off over there.
All right. Thank you, Sergeant Corby Powers of the Elizabethtown State Police Post. Glenn Baston?
I mentioned earlier that I would give you the civil defense number in Frankfort. If you need to contact the civil defense in Frankfort, this is the number, area code 502-564-4796.
Glenn, it might be of interest to you and to our listeners that the rest of the nation is learning of what has happened in Louisville and the surrounding area. The lead headline on the CBS Network News was about Louisville and was about the fact that people were flocking to suburban hospital in the St. Matthews area. So it is the like I said, it's the top story in the network news as well as in the local news.
Well, unfortunate publicity, but
yes.
I'm sure that this will be the talk of the nation for the rest of this night. Jim West.
Glenn, to bring you up to date on Indiana fatalities, we do have one more identification. That is, 77-year-old Lily Quiggins was killed in Palmyra this afternoon. So this brings us to about a little more than a half dozen identifications of the known dead. There have been 21 reported fatalities across the state of Indiana, and we have these identified. 73-year-old Harvey Lee Peace, killed in Borden. 48-year-old Joyce J. Lincoln, killed in DePauw. 50-year-old Miss Emma Fry of Seymour, killed in her car about 5 miles southeast of Greensburg. 71-year-old Frank Develius, also killed in Greensburg. 85-year-old Nimmy Waite was killed in Medora in Jackson County. We have numerous, as we mentioned, 21 fatalities, numerous injuries, uncounted injuries. Just to go over some of the other fatalities that we have around the state of Indiana, mentioning them by counties and cities, Chelsea and Jefferson County, 2 dead. Hanover in Jefferson County, 1 dead. Hamburg in Franklin County, 2 dead, 7 injured. Cortland in Jackson County, formerly listed as Brownstown, 1 dead. Ohio County, 1 dead. Dearborn County, 1 dead. Switzerland County, 1 dead. Decatur County, 2 dead. Otterbein in Tippecanoe County, 1 dead, 4 injured. Branchville in Perry County, 1 dead, 1 critically injured. DePauw in Harrison County, 1 dead. Rochester in Fulton County, 2 dead. Borden in Clark County, 1 dead, 41 injured, 1 critically. Parker in Randolph County, 1 dead, 5 injured. Monticello in White County, 2 dead. Talma, 1 dead. And there are numerous injuries in Hanover County, 27 admitted to the Hancock County Hospital. In Kennard, 8 injuries. Parker, 6 injuries. Bartholomew County, 6 injured also. So as we can see, the fatality list is widespread across the state of Indiana. there has not been one particular community that we know of at this point that has been as hard as hit, though, as Brandenburg here in Kentucky. Gwen?
Well, let's hope that we don't learn. It's 4 minutes past 10 o'clock. This is WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky. We are beginning to get calls from some of you who are far outside the Kentuckiana area. Please let us urge of you the same that we are urging of our local people. Do not call into our lines. Permit us to keep these open for communication that we may have with the various officials. I think, Jeff, that we have just about passed the point of getting information that is pertinent. We have now delivered, I think, just about everything I can think of, except the continuing reports of weather that we may be getting down into the southeastern sections of Kentucky. So let me, if I may, run through.
Before you do, Glenn, I have a request here. I'm not sure it is to be done immediately, but if it is, I guess we better do it.
Go ahead.
We will have to leave the air for about 10 seconds while our transmitter is switched from emergency generator to LG&E power, whatever that means.
Well, that sounds pretty good if LG&E is getting our power back on.
Oh, okay.
We do operate on emergency generators when we have problems with electrical activity. So if, are they ready to go now?
I assume so. I was handed the note. Shall we pause 10 seconds and see what happens?
Okay. This is WHAS Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, that was quite painless, Glenn, and we're back on, and you're back on.
Are all 10 seconds like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we will run through now all of the information that we have and try to give you an update. And then, Milton Metz, if you will, stand by, and we will switch to you when we complete this summary of what's been going on. We're not going to go away. We're just going to stop our continual broadcast. Milton is going to be available for discussion with you, and we are still going to be available from WHAS News. And if the situation should warrant it, we will take it back live and in a continual report basis. We're still going to be here. We're just going to stop the form of broadcasting that we're in now after we get through a summary report. We have just issued a tornado warning for Boyle, Mercer, Garrett, Woodford, Jessamine, Fayette, Bourbon, Nicholas, Taylor, Marion, and Washington counties. Boyle County, I mentioned it, is also included in this, as well as Scott County. This latest tornado warning is from the National Weather Service. It is for these Kentucky counties: Taylor, Marion, Washington, Boyle, Mercer, Garrett, Woodford, Jessamine, Fayette, Bourbon, Nicholas, and Scott. We are told that there is a strong thunderstorm cell and possibly a tornado in the Taylor County, Washington County, Boyle County areas. These located by radar just within the past 5 or 6 minutes, and thus this tornado warning just issued by the National Weather Service. There is a new tornado watch out. It is for a large portion of Alabama, a large portion of northwest Georgia, a portion of middle Tennessee, a small portion of east central Mississippi. The threat of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms existing in those areas until 4 o'clock Central Daylight Time this coming Thursday morning. The greatest threat of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms is in an area extending from Montgomery, Alabama to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Persons in or close to this tornado watch area advised to be on the watch for local weather developments and for later statements and warnings. Again, this tornado watch is for a portion of Alabama, northwest Georgia, middle Tennessee, and east central Mississippi. That tornado warning is for the bluegrass section of Kentucky. Those of you in eastern Kentucky, please remain on alert. The situation still somewhat hazardous in your area. The Ohio River, Oldham County Water District, is now running short of water. People in that area should conserve. Jaytown's water is critically low. The big firms are asked to close on their third shift. As a matter of fact, countywide, the industrial plants are asked to close down for their third shift tonight so as to conserve water. Byron, I don't know whether we've had any luck in the past half hour or not at getting the water company to see what the situation is. For your information, we have gone from emergency power back to LG&E power, so that at least is a good sign.
Right, Glenn. Of course, injuries and damage, regrettably, are becoming almost passé at this point, but perhaps we should mention that we've heard that Taylorsville was hit by bad winds this afternoon. Three or four houses at least apparently either seriously damaged or destroyed, and three or four persons have been taken to hospitals. This is just another report in the many that we're receiving. Of course, we're going to run into dozens of persons injured in Kentucky, and in Kentucky and Indiana together, perhaps scores of individuals dead and injured. I will attempt to contact the water company, and perhaps during that time we can run through some of the later advisories from the Weather Bureau, and possibly you can catch us up on what's happening with industry and just general information.
Okay, fine. There is a new tornado warning. Now, this is for a couple of counties in Indiana. There is a typographical error in the warning as issued by the Weather Service, but it appears to be Brownson and Shelby counties in Indiana. A tornado reported by the public 10 miles northwest of Bloomington, moving toward the northeast at about 55 miles per hour. Again, that appears is that it would be Brown County, I'm sure, but it appears to be spelled Brownson. But Brown and Shelby counties in Indiana, there is a new tornado warning out. The East Washington, Indiana schools, they have been canceled for tomorrow. The Sullivan and Spencerian classes for tomorrow, both day and evening classes, have been canceled. The Watterson College classes were canceled tonight. We are told that all patients at the Northfield Nursing Home are well, for those of you with interest, even though there was some damage there. Father Casper says all Catholic schools in Louisville and Jefferson County will be closed tomorrow. The Jefferson County schools will be closed tomorrow, as will the Louisville City schools. They will be closed tomorrow. The Louisville Free Public Library will be closed tomorrow. Jeff?
Glenn, there are a couple of calls coming in saying that some of the people who have attempted to go to some of the places where volunteers are needed have run into snafus and have been directed to other places and then haven't been able to get there because of the curfew. But in particular, the situation we talked about before, in some of these places, enough volunteers, more than enough volunteers, have arrived at the scene. You know, the good people of Kentuckiana come through as always. So I guess in a lot of these cases, particularly, it might be a good idea just to skip it. If it's in a restricted area, you aren't going to get there, even if you are a volunteer.
Yeah, I think you have a good point there. When we first put out the call for volunteers, of course, they did not have this countywide curfew, which they now have. And the indication we had from the city police a little bit earlier was that volunteer help has been magnificent, the people in turning out, and that they did have a sufficient number. I have indications that we are being monitored in several sections of City Hall, so you people there in the Civil Defense Office, if this is not the case, let us know. But we will assume for the time being that it is. Now, let's continue with some of these closings. The Anaconda Container and Package Foil Plant will shut down in 45 minutes or so. All employees who were scheduled to work tomorrow should check with us tomorrow morning, and we'll be giving you information as to whether or not you will. The Highland Day Care Center at 1415 Bargetown Road will be closed tomorrow. The Naval Ordnance will shut down as of midnight tonight. The third shift of the American Saw and Tool will not report for work tonight. The Philip Morris third shift and tomorrow's shifts have been canceled. We have not had updated information. A couple of hours ago, the Meade County RECC told us that they were trying to restore electricity as quickly as possible. There is extensive damage, and those people who have electricity should conserve it as much as possible. If you're in the Borden, Indiana area, one of the area's hardest hit, you have someone missing, you should go to the Borden High School, either to report or to find a missing member of your family. The Brown and Williamson third shift canceled tonight. The first shift for tomorrow should listen to WHAS for information. We will have it tomorrow morning. The Perry County, Indiana schools, they will not meet tomorrow. If you still need some place to stay tonight and you're in the Lebanon Junction area, the City Hall is open. The Westbury Apartments on Linden Lane across from Camelot is taking people in if you need shelter in that particular area. Byron is still attempting to get some updated information out of the water company. We were told by Louisville Gas and Electric that they were going to try to get the power back on about 10 o'clock. That hopefully would allow them to start pumping water again all over our area. We have some water problems all over the immediate metropolitan Louisville area. So please attempt to conserve water. Not only attempt to do it, or we're not going to have left for those emergency needs. The reservoir, we're also told, has some breaks in it. We're told that it was leaking. So that still got another point in pointing up the necessity of conserving the water. Louisville's Water Company, not the only one low. The Ohio River Oldham County Water District running short of water. J-Town's water said to be critically low. Let us repeat for you one more time the latest tornado warning for southeastern Kentucky. Taylor, Marion, Washington, Boyle, Mercer, Garrett, Woodford, Jessamine, Fayette, Bourbon, Nicholas, and Scott counties. Those, of course, would reach into the Bluegrass section of Kentucky. The Louisville Bible College on South 3rd, tomorrow and Friday, they will be closed. The Borden Elementary and Borden High School classes have been canceled for tomorrow. The really bad part of our news, that of the deaths that we have had reported tonight throughout Kentuckiana, they're going to be the number quite high. These identifications of people killed in Louisville: Walter Brooks of Glenwood Circle, Charles Fleming Spencer Jr. of 3924 Old Brownsboro Road, David Koppel, no address. We have a 4-year-old who was killed, not identified yet, a fifth person in Louisville who died, next of kin not notified, and thus the identity not released. As many as 24 people killed in Brandenburg, Kentucky. We had 2 people killed in Elizabethtown. There were deaths elsewhere throughout the state that we are at this moment unable to pinpoint for you. Deaths in Indiana are going to be extremely high. We don't have the exact rundown, but Palmyra was hit hard. Jim West, if you've been with us, ran down the list of those a short time ago. Conoco plant in Okolona closed for the first shift in the morning. This due to the water shortage, we are told. The Clifton Christian Church at 131 Vernon in Crescent Hill is taking in stranded people. Crescent Hill, one of the areas within metropolitan Louisville that was hardest hit. It's now 17 minutes past 10. Milton Metz will be with you momentarily. We're going to hold it for just a couple of more minutes to see if we can find someone who can break away from what they are doing at the water company to give us an update on what the situation up there is. It is not good, we can tell you that, but maybe we can get some sort of report or some sort of indication of just exactly what is going to be happening for the next few hours. The National Guard is out in many sections of Kentucky. It's out in several counties of Indiana, I think about a half dozen. Governor Bowen called out the National Guard. They're, of course, out in Frankfort. Frankfort tonight hit hard by one of the storms that moved to the south of Louisville and then headed straight for Frankfort and hit it head-on. We're told damage and injuries there considerable as well. Jeff, may I point out, Byron has someone from the water company, so let's go to him now.
Glenn, we have Paul Coulter on the line, an engineer with the Louisville Water Company. Paul, we know the situation is critical. Has it improved any?
Yes, it has. LGD is working very hard to get power restored to our Crescent Hill plant. Right now, they say possibly in another hour's time that we'll have power restored.
What does this mean in terms of water supply again?
Well, it means that we can start pumping water into the mains again and into the system and fill the reservoirs back up.
Meantime, I guess we should continue trying to conserve water.
Definitely. Definitely. We've asked all industries not to work tomorrow.
I see. Paul, what about the situation regarding a break that we had reported in the reservoir?
Oh, no, that's not true.
That was an erroneous report.
Yes.
All right. So if you had to measure the seriousness of the situation right now, could you sum it up for us before we close out the reporting tonight until we learn some new facts in the morning?
Well, until we get power restored to Crescent Hill, the people are going to have to conserve their water and only use it for drinking purposes. Now, having power restored by 11 o'clock is still a guess at this time.
So, Would you guess that there's a possibility we'll have the pumps running again tomorrow morning?
I would think so, yes.
All right. Well, let's hope so.
Yes.
We'll be in touch with you, and I'm sure you'll be working throughout the night on the situation. And as soon as we're able to begin using water again at full strength, I assume you'll let us know.
We definitely will.
Thank you. Paul Coulter, an engineer with the Louisville Water Company. Glenn?
Byron, let me correct you. We're not going anywhere. We're just going to turn it over to Milton Metz for the anchor position. We're going to stay here probably throughout the night, and we'll be on the air with a continual report very early tomorrow morning. Is there one final phone call there, Jeff?
No, not at all, Glenn. I just wanted to say before you send it over, without getting more than about a disaster brings out not only some, you know, terrible things, but it also brings out the best in people, as we have seen tonight through the community, the way the community has reacted to what has happened, and the volunteers, the overwhelming response, the people helping hands, people phoning in information, and it also brings out the best, in my opinion, in our WHAS news team. And you have been here on this news desk since late afternoon. And as a guy who's just been sitting here listening, I thank you for your public service and for your help in aiding all of us get through this. Let us switch now to Milton Metz, who will be, I imagine, taking some phone calls. And you will be still here, and any late-breaking information, you will all have it for everyone, right?
Right. Van Vance has something to say. I don't know what it is before you go.
You know, tonight I just got a call, and this concerns the fairgrounds and the game that was going there tonight. The engineers haven't had time to get in, but they'll come in and check Freedom Hall tomorrow morning early to see if there was any structural damage, and then they'll have an idea as to how long it'll take to fix the basketball arena part of Freedom Hall is for that exposition wing. That's going to take a long time. But the basketball game that was to be played at Freedom Hall tonight between Kentucky and Carolina will be played tomorrow night at Convention Center. They'll open up tomorrow morning around 10 o'clock, and season ticket holders are able to go there and get their tickets. And then there'll be a game in Greensboro on Friday night. The Charlotte game, which was to have been on Saturday, has been canceled because they'd be playing three straight nights. They'll be back to Greensboro on Monday. And as to how long it'll take to get Freedom Hall or another location back here in Kentucky, we don't know yet. But those arrangements arrived at tonight in discussions from New York and here in Louisville.
Okay, Van. We've just been told by the post office that all night shift workers should report to work on schedule. The postmaster saying that postal employees are exempted from the countywide curfew imposed earlier by the civil defense. The postmaster saying the mails will be snarled unless all postal workers report on schedule. They have now tabulated as many as 46 deaths in the state of Kentucky. This is an Associated Press tabulation. 6 deaths reported from Whitehall near Richmond, Kentucky. Not only does Louisville and Jefferson County have a curfew now, there is also one in effect in Frankfort and in Brandenburg, Kentucky. 22 minutes past 10. Let's go to Milton Metz.
This is Milton Metz. At 22 minutes after 10, ordinarily we have a phone-in program somewhat earlier in the evening, but obviously tonight that came second place. From a little before 5 until now, WHAS News has been keeping you up to date on the fast-moving tragedies of nature that have been occurring in our state and nearby areas, and reporting all the things that have happened and the instructions from the civil authorities to bring order to this chaos. We will continue out throughout the night to bring you pertinent details and bulletins from WHAS News. And now we would ask you if you have any specific reports that you think would be noteworthy, whether you live here in Kentucky or Indiana or Tennessee or Michigan or wherever, or Cincinnati, and you'd like to call me and give us a report on an unusual occurrence in your vicinity, or on the spot report that you have witnessed, my number is 585-2385. We'll be here indefinitely, and we will broadcast your messages and your conversation with me. If you want to call long distance, I would remind you that the area code for this station, this is WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, is 502. Direct distance dialing is a little bit cheaper, and I doubt if it'll get you in any faster if you call person to person, but do if you so prefer. 502 is our area code. My number is 585-2385, and we solicit any calls you have with any pertinent information about the devastation. And not that we are sensation mongers here. We are trying to get a complete picture, though our reporters have fanned out in all directions to bring you the last-minute reports. Nevertheless, we know that many people, for instance, are without phone communication. And since you have been asked in this area anyway to observe a voluntary curfew in some areas and a mandatory curfew in other areas, the only means of communication you have, other than conversation with your next-door neighbors, is perhaps by listening to a radio station such as WHAS. The death count, whatever it is unfortunate and tragic, but it is considerably lower in Louisville than it might be. The situation in Brandenburg, of course, assumes a profound disaster, and people everywhere are saddened by the death count, which is more than a score of people in that small community. Because of the superpower of this clear channel station, which has 50,000 watts of maximum power, that our voice is being carried perhaps in far distant corners of the nation where sublime weather prevails, and more credit to you. But here, portions of our state and nearby areas have been devastated by one of the worst tornadoes and severe weather outbursts that we have had in scores of years. And the rebuilding is taking place, the community is taking hold, and now we're getting reports. Hello, this is Metz. Come in, please.
Yes.
You're on.
Mr. Metz?
You're right, sir.
Mr. Metz?
Yes.
Sir, my name is Leon Allman, and I live here in Louisville, and right in Shively. And I've been hearing quite a bit about the devastation down in the Brandenburg area. And I know that a lot of people are like myself. There are a lot of small communities around Brandenburg, and no one is able to get a telephone call into these areas. As an example, Painesville, Webster, Midway, little towns around Brandenburg that many of us in Louisville have relatives in those little towns around in that same county, and haven't heard any reports of at all. So if there's anyone that knows anything about what's happening, as an example, in Painesville, in Meade County, and Webster, Meade County, if they might would call in and let us know how those little towns are faring. Now, they're real close to Brandenburg, but we haven't heard anything. And if we can't get any telephone calls down there, and they can't call us either. So, and I know I speak for quite a few people who in this area who do have friends and relatives in the little communities around Brandenburg. If some of them would call in, I think they'd be doing a service to your listeners.
Yes, and you have done a service to us, sir, by noting that, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Now, it's possible that someone may have been in that area if phone service is out, and when they get out of the area, would be good enough to call us here at 585-2385 with news of those small communities. Thank you very much,
thank
sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good night. This is Metz.
My name is Charlie Pickerel. I work at the Ford truck plant in the pre-delivery building. Along about 12 minutes to 5, a fellow from Dealer's Transport asked me to come out and look and see what was going on in the sky. And I went out and looked towards the southwest. Here was this tornado coming down. And just as it touched down, you could see just sparks and everything coming far, and just explosions. I imagine this is a Crescent Hill Reservoir, and we watched this tornado for, I guess, maybe 4 or 5 minutes as it traveled up 42, just completely just tearing up everything. You could see roofs flying in the air and debris, and it would raise up from time to time, and in a period of 3 or 4 minutes, it just completely just disappeared.
A sensational, disturbing sight.
I never saw anything like it before in my life, and I hope I never see it again.
Right, sir. Thank you for your report.
Thank you.
Here's a note from WHAS News. Hanover College in Indiana suffered a direct tornado hit in the storms that hit Kentuckiana. Most of the trees on campus were destroyed, as well as two sorority houses. There are no reports of injuries. I repeat, no reports of injuries. School officials at Hanover say all the students are safe and all have shelter. No need for parents to worry. 585-2385, Milton Metz here. Hello.
Mr. Metz?
Right.
This is Lieutenant Dixon, Army Ammunition Plant in Charlestown.
Lieutenant who?
Dixon.
Welcome, sir.
We have several hundred people here that lives in the Louisville area, and they are wondering how they're going to get home, if possible. Have you received any word on if they will be allowed to travel the streets?
Well, let me put it this way, Lieutenant. There is a voluntary curfew over all Jefferson County till 6 a.m., but there is a mandatory curfew for a portion of eastern Jefferson County, and I understand that this is ironbound, that even if one lives in that area, that one is not allowed to go in there. So it depends on where they live. My other information, and I have Byron Crawford here from WHS News, is that people are free to go outside of the mandatory curfew area. Is that right, Byron?
Milton, I have been led to believe from one of the police officials in the last hour or so that an absolute curfew has now been put on Jefferson County, the entire county, meaning that there should really be no one on the streets in Louisville or Jefferson County at all if they have no official business.
All right, now this is Lieutenant Dixon at the Charlestown. He says there are several hundred Louisvillians there who are unsure about whether they can return home and what they should do about it and whether they will be refused admission if they come over the bridge and go into their residences in Jefferson County. Can we get some clear-cut kind of ruling on that?
Following the formula that was laid out to us, Milton, I would say that they would not be permitted to return to the county at this time, but I certainly will attempt to get a ruling on that from the officials here in Louisville and Jefferson County. We'll try to find out what the situation is.
All right, Lieutenant, you heard that. Can you stay tuned, and Newsman Crawford will try to find out the facts on this situation.
Okay, sir, I sure will.
Stay with us, and we won't forget it, but we'll get it back as soon as we can. Give us, be a little patient till we get the right authority with the clout to give us the right information.
Okay, Mr. Matt, appreciate it.
Milton, I'll add one thing at this point. We, of course, have many, many phone calls coming into the newsroom at WHAS, but we're happy to take the information if it's pertinent information and information that people around here need to know. We have four or five people back there taking calls. Our number is in the book. And we'll be glad to take the information if it's something that is going to be needed tomorrow. How's that?
Yes, and of course our number is available here for reports that you think are newsworthy. 585-2385. And we'll find out about the whys and wherefores of the curfew from Crawford when he comes back.